Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
On Fridays, we talk about the region's business news. First of all, let's talk about the bad air hovering over the region from the devastating Camp Fire. With air quality reaching hazardous levels, what kind of business impacts has this had?
You know, it's hard to quantify at this point, Steve. The city and county have encouraged people to stay indoors as much as possible, which is likely to drive down activity for retailers. If the poor air quality continues into the weekend, bars and restaurants may also see a drop in the usual Friday and Saturday night crowds. Beyond retail and hospitality, area healthcare organizations like Dignity, UC Davis, and Adventist have brought in additional medical staff to treat any victims of the wildfires and accommodate overflow patients from hospitals in the areas affected by the wildfires.
All right. Well, some pot businesses in the Sacramento area are looking at sort of maneuvering into El Dorado County's untapped marijuana market. That's because voters in that county last week approved 5 measures paving the way for legalized cannabis sales and growing.
Yeah, the big opportunity these business owners see is in retail. Sacramento has capped the number of retail cannabis businesses at 30 dispensaries for several years now, and currently all of those slots are filled. And when a new one opens up, it is awarded based on a lottery system. That has made opening a storefront dispensary in Sacramento nearly impossible for entrepreneurs. But with voters greenlighting the sale of cannabis in El Dorado County, they're seeing opportunity to set up shop in the neighboring county.
So voters just approved these measures last week. When does the county expect to have its system up and running for approving cannabis businesses?
The County Board of Supervisors will be taking their time on this, officials told the Business Journal. They have at least 6 months to set up their system for processing applications and approving permits, but that's if everything goes right. They have the option of taking longer if they need. Nevertheless, people involved in the Sacramento cannabis market have already begun taking a serious look at El Dorado County for expansion opportunities, with some even starting to develop business plans.
There was some real estate news this week. The city of Sacramento received development plans yesterday for a mixed-use tower at 301 Capitol Mall. This is near the Tower Bridge. What would this tower look like?
The plans for the vacant lot describe a 33-story tower that will include several floors of Class A office space, 100 apartments, and an elevated park overlooking Capitol Mall. The park would be open to the public during the day and on weekends, and the plans call for retail space on the ground floor and along the elevated park. The details of the tower closely reflect plans that were contained in emails between city officials and the property owner CalPERS, which were obtained by the Business Journal several months ago.
Any more details on the apartments and what kind of retailers would be at this place?
The apartment units are smaller than what is typical for a project of this size, in part to ensure that the units are more affordable. The plans describe several types of retail tenants, such as a coffee house, restaurants, in a fitness center, though there appear to be no specific tenants identified in the plans.
Now, typically, developers on these kinds of projects have an anchor tenant in place when filing an application with the city. Have the developers secured a main tenant for this proposed tower?
Not yet, though that appears to be a key piece for the project to move forward. While CalPERS and the project's developer, CIM, pursue entitlements from the city, they will also engage real estate company CBRE to help find an anchor tenant for the project. Officials with CIM told the Business Journal that construction won't move forward on the project unless an anchor tenant has been identified.
And there's a new twist in the deal between Sacramento and Verizon Wireless and Verizon's quest to bring an extremely fast 5G wireless network to Sacramento.
Right. The city and Verizon have decided to scrap their plan to install over a dozen large 13-foot-tall kiosks around town, which were intended to allow pedestrians to access information about area businesses and events, as well as provide city corridors with free Wi-Fi. While part of the agreement between Verizon and Sacramento has been the 5G wireless network, the kiosks were described in the agreement as a key deal point, quote-unquote.
Why were these kiosks seen as such a big part of the deal?
For one, the kiosks were intended to help achieve the goal of, quote, bridging the digital divide, which typically means bringing internet access to disadvantaged populations that do not have reliable access. The kiosks were also going to be a revenue generator for Verizon by featuring advertisements from local and national businesses. At least a portion of those revenues were intended to support free Wi-Fi internet access in parks, which was another key part of the agreement.
Well, what kind of impact will this have on the agreement overall?
That remains unclear at this point. The city told the Business Journal that they may revisit the idea of kiosks or other similar technology down the road, but there are no set plans as of right now. The city also said that Verizon remains committed to establishing Wi-Fi in city parks, which could roll out in the first park by early next year. The city said Verizon will still be responsible for covering the costs, even though it won't receive the revenues anticipated from the kiosks. It doesn't appear that scrapping the kiosk plan will have an impact on the planned 5G network in Sacramento, which became available in select homes around Sacramento in early October. That said, an October ruling in a lawsuit against the city over its deployment of small antennas around the city could complicate the role of 5G, but that's a separate issue.
All right. Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org, and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.